Grant us, Lord, not to be anxious about earthly things, but to love things heavenly. Amen. Please be seated. So, as I sat down with the readings that I knew I was going to be preaching this week, and I started this a couple of weeks ago, I was grateful that I started early and I read through everything, and I decided I was going to preach on anything but this gospel. And so I decided I would preach Jeremiah, and I realized he was a little bit crabby this week too. And then I sat down with the psalm, and the same thing happened. And then I asked myself, what is it about the gospel that is making you so averse to sitting with that and to listening to what the Spirit has to say in that? And so, a little bit kicking and screaming, I'll be honest, I decided to sit with the gospel passage for this week. And I had the privilege of having two different Bible studies, group Bible studies, on that passage this week. The first one was last Monday at our new Bible and Beverages group, then a vestry again. And there were so many different things that came out of that. And so when I finally did sit down with the commentaries, which I typically leave to last, I was like, okay, now the smart guys are going to tell me what it is that I'm missing. And I kid you not, in seven different commentaries within the first two paragraphs, each one of them, in one way or another, said, we don't really know what this parable means, but here's our best guess. So I decided I was in good company, and so are you. If you are a little bit perplexed, a little bit challenged by what we've heard this morning. So I thought we could walk through that together. And if you'll give me a little bit of theological license, I'd like to take you on the journey that this passage has taken me. And so the first place that I went when I was sitting with this was to question, why was this manager fired in the first place? It says that the man was squandering the rich man's property for whom he worked. But then later on, it says that that same rich man commended the manager when he was shrewd about the way that he got money back from people. And so I had to wonder, if he's getting back 50 containers instead of 100, and that's something that's being commended, then was the real reason that this guy was fired in the first place because maybe he was being too kind? Was this manager saying, oh, you need to feed your family, so why don't you take a little bit longer with that debt? My boss is a rich guy. He doesn't need it right now. Now, I don't know if that's the case. Apparently, no one does. But that's where it took me. And if that's the case, then did this loss of position, this loss of identity, in a way, did it change who this manager was? Because he's been fired, and now he says, what will I do? I can't dig. I can't beg. And it's almost as if he's asking us, who am I now? I know who I am when I'm the manager of this property. I know what my task is. I know what my role is. I know who I am when you put me in that place. When I meet new people and they ask who I am, I can say, oh, I'm the manager of that property. Who am I now if I'm not that person? Who are any of us if you take all of our labels away? The only thing that I could come up with as I stripped it down, because I put myself in that situation. If I meet a new person today, if I have 20 seconds to introduce myself, what am I going to say? I'm Audrey. I'm the assistant rector at the Parish of the Epiphany. I live in Arlington. I'm from Maine. These are all the ways that we introduce ourselves. What if we take all of those things away because all of those things are temporary? And that's where it gets a little bit hairy, a little bit ugly, because we don't want to think about those labels that we cling to so dearly as temporary. We identify ourselves as spouses, as parents, by the career path that we've worked so hard to get on. But friends, illness happens, and it takes our health. Death happens, and it separates us from those we love. The economy turns, and our job goes away. Who am I then? And I'll tell you who you are. You're a child of God. At the end of the day, when all of our labels are stripped away from us, whether in a pleasant circumstance or a tragic one, we still have a label to which we can cling and a label that unites us all. We are designed in God's own image. And we are children of God. And if that's the case, then do all of these other, yes, very important and treasured labels, are they really as important as we make them out to be? The sun will still rise and the world will still turn, regardless of what happens to all of our labels. And so what I heard in this manager's cries was a seeking of his own identity that he seems to have lost track of. And Jesus takes us there at the end of the parable. When Jesus says, if you're faithful in a little, then you're also faithful in much. If you're dishonest in a little, then you're also dishonest in much. If that's the case, I think the decision that we have in those 30 seconds with the new people that we encounter today, it's not about the labels we're going to give ourselves, it's about the impression we're going to leave with them. How do you want to be remembered? Do you want to be remembered as the person who snapped at the woman working the cash register when it took a little bit too long in line? Or do you want to be remembered as the minimum wage employee who saw a blind man drop a $20 bill on the ground, have it picked up and taken by another customer, and then to take 2 hours of your own pay and giving it to the blind man without even telling him that it came out of your pocket? Who do you want to be? Because you have a choice. You don't have to be defined by any of the labels that society has put on you or that you have willingly put on yourself. We all have a choice each and every day with which labels we're going to define ourselves by and which labels we are going to allow others to define us by. And I'm paraphrasing here, but Eleanor Roosevelt told us that we can't be kept down without our own consent. Other people can't keep us in that place. Other people can't impose labels that we aren't willing to accept. They can throw them out there, but we don't have to believe them. And so when we look at the situation of this manager today, I hope that we can all sit in that situation and see ourselves there and imagine what we would be and who we would be if all of those things that we typically identify ourselves are, they were taken away, who would you be? Now, last year we started a new ministry here at Epiphany, and it was a little bit slow to start, and we're getting ready to start back up for the fall. But we did something really neat at our inaugural dinner, and I'm talking about the Miriam Circle group that we started for women kind of in the middle. So we had an inaugural dinner with about 30 people, and they were from their late 20s to their mid-50s. And a lot of folks didn't know one another. And so I said, well, let's go around the table and introduce ourselves. 30 people, typical introductions, it'll probably take 15 minutes, right? Well, not if they abide by the three rules I gave them before we went around the table. I said, I'd like you to go around and introduce yourselves without putting yourselves in the box of your career, without referring to your spouse or partner, and without talking about your children. Now, it's not that those things aren't very important, but who are you outside of those things? And it was really hard. Some people sat there and had to pass until we came back around to think about it. And it started an amazing 45-minute conversation about who we are and what unites us. There was one woman who said, well, I haven't had time in about 20 years to do this, but I'm a really creative person, and I love to paint and sculpt, and I just, life has gotten away, and I haven't used my creativity. Someone else who was in a financial sector said, you know, I know that's my job, and I'm not supposed to talk about it, but there's a reason that's my job, and it's because I see patterns in everything. I love to be outside and notice the patterns and solve the puzzles. It's part of who I am. How would you answer that question if someone new came up to you today and you had 30 seconds stripping away all the labels to introduce who you are? What would you say? And if you're not sure, maybe it's an invitation we're being issued by our gospeler this morning to go out and to figure that out for ourselves. Because at the end of the day, we can only serve one master, and that's God. And by serving God, we have to live into this role, this one label that unites us all, as God's own children. Amen.